Good afternoon. Welcome to the press conference for Elena Svitolina. Please raise your hand and state your name and organisation when asking your question. Elena, just in the semi-finals, just tell us how you're feeling right now.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Really happy with the performance today. And really happy. Everything could click in the right moment for me before Wimbledon. And I'm just happy with the performance today.
Hi, Antonio from La Repubblica. What does it mean for you or for your country, this incredible win today?
Means definitely a lot, and I know that lots of people back in Ukraine watching got really massive amount of messages from last round, and I didn't really check my phone yet today, but I think there will be a lot of messages, a lot of news, and I'm happy that I can bring little happiness to their life. It was many videos also on the internet where the kids are watching on their phones. This really makes my heart melt seeing this, and, you know, just happy I could bring a little happiness to people of Ukraine.
Elena, congratulations. This whole experience, obviously, having the child and the war and having this higher purpose, has it made you a better tennis player in the sense that when you're on the court, you're experiencing these tight matches in a different way than you used to?
I think it's a mixture of everything. Also, I think war made me stronger and also made me like mentally stronger and mentally, you know, I don't take difficult situations as a like a disaster, you know, because, you know, they are worse things in life, and I'm just more calmer. I think also because I'm just started to play again. I have different pressures. Of course, I want to win, and, you know, I have this motivation, like huge motivation to come back to the top. But, you know, I think having a child and war made me a different person, and I look at the things a bit differently.
Hi, Elena. There was a time in your career when you were a top player, but it wasn't always easy for you to bring your best form to the Grand Slams. I'm wondering just how different a big match and big moments like this feel now compared to when you were, you know, ranked number 3 in the world.
Yeah, it's different right now. Right now, I just say to myself, you know, I think it's less years that I have in front than behind me, and, you know, I have to go for it. I don't have time to lose anymore, and I don't know how many years I will be playing more. I try to tell myself, like, go for it. You practice for these moments, for these big moments. Like today, I was walking, you know, through this the path where you go to the center court and you see so much history, and you just realize, you know, you play, you practice for this kind of moment. So just I told myself, like, go out there and give your best and go for it, and this really helped me and calmed me a little bit as well.
Elena, James Gray from the R. You said on court, if someone had told you you'd be in the semi-finals, you would have thought they were crazy. You're in the semi-finals, you've just beaten the world number 1. Can you win Wimbledon?
You're crazy. Well, I don't think so much about it until you told me this. I take one match at a time. I know that there is a few matches left to get that trophy. I don't want to think so much about this, because you need to break down everything to small pieces. I want to, you know, tomorrow to practice, to work on a few tactical things for my upcoming match, then play that match. Marketa, she's a tough opponent. It's going to be a big challenge for me. So That's why I don't want to rush and think about you know, that I might be playing a final, might not play the final. So, you know, this kind of things, I think they distract so much the mindset.
Liz Pugin's Daily Express. I just wondered what it was like for you to have the support of the British crowd today, and also if you'd like to say something about the way in which Britain has supported Ukraine during this conflict. My paper's one of the ones who's actually led a campaign in support for your country as well.
Yeah, it's a massive support from England and English people here as well. I think we got a great welcome, all Ukrainians. We spoke a couple of days ago about that and really enjoyed our stay. Really thankful for the championship to give us also extra support. And of course, you know, generally speaking, it was unbelievable what England did and doing for Ukrainians. So we can't thank enough for them to do everything what's in their power. I heard many stories, and it's great, really unbelievable.
Irina, Iga was there saying she felt like you were playing differently than the last time you faced her, that your game had changed. Do you feel it's the case? Is it something that you've implemented with Raymond?
Yes, definitely. I mentioned already before, a couple of days ago, that I changed a few things with my racket, with my strings. Also, you know, I have different team, and you know, with Raymond, even before I started to play tournaments, you know, we were talking a lot about the game style of different players. You know, we had this time, like I think 3.5 or maybe 4 months, to work on few things and also talk about it. You know, how I should practice to improve few things here and there. He watched a gazillion matches of me playing different opponents. So everything like clicked together, and I'm happy on which path we are right now. And, you know, we are making small steps towards a goal.
Howard Fendrich with the Associated Press. Where is your daughter, and how much of a chance have you been getting to see her while you're here?
She's with Gael right now at home. I was FaceTiming with her just right after the match, actually. She was really distracted with her ice cream, so I was not the priority there. She is still in this age when, you know, she doesn't care if I win, if I lose. You know, she's just happy by herself, or, you know, sometimes, you know, when I come back home, she's happy too. But but yeah, just I enjoy seeing her. You know, happy with Gael, and our moms are helping us a lot as well. And it's great that we have a big family and lots of help.
Dalith Lloyd, BBC World Service. Well done, Alina, today. Terrific performance. I just wonder if you could describe what it was like to be back out on centre court in front of that crowd who was so in support of you today.
Yeah, it was like crazy. Crazy feeling, you know. I cannot describe it in one word. It's just lots of good rallies we had, lots of good games, tough situations, tough moments. The crowd was great today as well, and really enjoyed the match, even though I was really disappointed with the second set that I couldn't win in two. But Iga played unbelievable, and you know, all credits to her to winning that second set. But then, you know, I tried to bounce back, try to again go again, and found myself winning the match in the end.
Stanisław Wryk, Polish television, Polsat. Iga Świątek supports Ukraine. She's still playing with the flag on her head. And the question is, what does it mean for you? And it does mean that this game today was a little bit easier for you?
No, it was much tougher game, I would say, because, you know, she's a great person. She's a big champion. And, you know, she done so much and doing still so much for Ukraine. And we really admire her in Ukraine. And, you know, in the way that, you know, when you're playing your good buddy, and then, you know, it's tough because you don't want to see him losing, you know. So in the way, it's like this because, you know, when I was away from tennis, I was really cheering for her and really happy with the results and really amazed what she's doing is really remarkable. So yeah, I would say that it was quite tough to be fair.
Can you tell something about Raymond and how he helps you?
We talk a lot about different game styles. We talk about the way that I play. You know, he's a great guide. He's a great person, and I think we really enjoy working together on the court, off the court as well, yeah, it's just something, you know, click together. So far, it's working well. So I'm happy that, you know, we found this connection. I think from other times, when you start working with someone, normally, you know, it happens and during the off season and you have like a couple of weeks to work together and then you are straight into Australian Open. Us, we had a more period of time because I was coming back slowly, had 3 months, 4 months to work on a few things. We could actually have time to work properly on some things that that we think that I have to bring into my game. So that's why I think it's a little bit different than other situations.
Apolline Merle, France Television. What does this semi-final mean to you after a pregnancy break?
Yeah, it means the world to me. As I said, I didn't really expect that I'll be in semi-final. I just tried to take one match at a time, and I want to continue going this way, have in front of me a big challenge. But I'm really, really proud the way that I've been playing against tough opponents, Grand Slam champions, and the, you know, the players who knows how to win, how to play pressure moments, and really happy with my performance and with the way that I've been handling the situation so far.
Simon Briggs, Daily Telegraph. You said that Gail has parenting responsibilities. Is it possible at all that he might come and watch the next match or the final?
I wouldn't want to change so much the things. I'm not really superstitious, but, you know, I just don't want to to jinx a few things. So he's happy at home. You know, he's watching from home with Sky and with my parents as well. So, you know, he has his routines as well, you know, before my match. And he's also, you know, right now recovering and getting ready for the US swing. So it's okay, you know, I let him stay at home for now.
Harry Styles has offered you free tickets and said, you know, best foot thrust tournament. What does it mean to know that he's supporting you? And have you heard from anyone from his team about, you know, when you might be able to go see him?
I checked his concerts, upcoming concerts that left, and it depends how I'm going to do here, but looks like I might not make it in the end because obviously I want to go home to see my daughter as well. So I don't know if I actually could make it to his concert this time, but I really want, and he messaged me as well that, you know, that anytime that, you know, I could go to see his concert. So it was very sweet from him. And yeah, hopefully one day I can go.
Congratulations, Bill Simons, Inside Tennis. We're at this beautiful tournament. It's a fantastic setting. But there are soldiers, men and women in your homeland, fighting amidst bombs and gunfire of missiles. What are your thoughts about those men and women? And if you could say something to them, what would you say?
It's really unbelievable what they're doing for our country. And I can't thank enough for their bravery, for what they are going through. It's really takes a lot to go to fight for your country. And really, really thankful for what they're doing for Ukraine. And we are here, all Ukrainians, we are here to help them to win this war.
Yeah, hi. I know you're focusing on the semi-final. The Wimbledon crowd is cheering you on to the final. On Saturday, you could be playing a Belarusian. Is that a motivation? How will you approach that match?
Well, it's still very, very far from that. I already played Azarenka last the day before, I cannot say much, but my next
fighting for Ukraine after that match.
Yeah, for sure, but I mentioned before, each time that I play against them, it's a big motivation, big responsibility as well for me, because it's different motivation as well from my country. Right now it's very, very far. It seems very close, but it's very far from this. There's still, I have to win some matches. They have to win some matches. So let's stay here right now.